I want really, above all, Alexandra, to bring the voices of the victims of humanitarian crises around the world to the world leaders. When I was in Niger and Nigeria last week, I sat under trees and awnings with refugees and displaced people whose lives have really been disrupted and ruined by some of these crises. And I wanted to bring their story and their voice to the leaders. You know, on lots of the crises we're dealing with, there has been some progress. The humanitarian system is reaching tens of millions of people every year, and we're saving millions of lives. But we need to do an even better job on protection and water and sanitation and health and education and all those things if we're going to listen effectively to those people's voices.
You just mentioned the Lake Chad region, and your recent trip there. What message are you bringing back from what you heard, you know, more in depth here into the GA halls?
Well, I mean, the first message is the humanitarian response has made a difference. I've spent a lot of the last 30 years trying to deal with and respond to famines around the world. And at the end of last year, I thought there was a really significant chance that there could be four famines in the world this year. There's only been one in the last 20 years, and one of them was in the Lake Chad Basin region. Now, because of the scale-up of assistance, millions of people being reached with food and cash and education and health, that's been averted so far. But there is still a big, big problem. And the biggest message I heard from the people I listened to, who are the victims of this crisis, were that they needed better protection. They fear for their safety and security, and they want the international community to help more with that.
You know, more crises are becoming protracted, unfortunately. How do you think that the humanitarian and development communities can better cooperate to move beyond cyclical crisis response towards sustainable solutions?
That's what we need to be about. I've spent my career working on these problems and trying to get them to solutions so that they don't recur. And the good news is lots of countries in which we used to have to deal all the time with repeated crises, we don't have to do that anymore. My very first job was dealing with the famine in Ethiopia in 1985-86. Ethiopia has developed enormously. Now there is a safety net system so that when drought strikes, as it has done again this year, the impact, the human impact, is much less than it used to be. And there's no reason at all why we can't help other countries make that same journey.
And, you know, thank you for your responses. You know, you've been here now for the last few days. Have there been any surprises at the GA so far?
Oh, you know, I'm going to tell you a secret, Alexandra. I've never been to the GA before. I've been doing this kind of work more than 30 years, and this is my first General Assembly. So I don't know about surprises, but everything is still new to me, and I'm still learning, and it's great.